Whiz bang pow, it is 4th of July, Independence Day weekend here in the U.S., three-day market holiday weekend, and as per a decades-long tradition, it's time for a mid-year update from our old friend, emphasis on old, Jim Willie. Jim, of course, the editor of the Hat Trick Letter that can be found at golden-jackass.com, economic analyst, macro view of the world, gentleman that like no other. And we are very fortunate to have, like I said, known him for over a decade now. And it's always great when he stops by to give us his perspective on these three-day weekends. Jim, there's that word again, old friend. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Okay. You know, not great. Hanging in there. You know, I think a lot of people are just hanging in there, waiting, biding time. This is a very difficult time. I'm having my challenges on an ongoing basis, but
you're here.
We are in a transition time. We are in a difficult time. This is weird. We are in a bizarre situation and era. And chapter within the era. We're in a weird chapter within a weird era.
Yeah, yeah.
This is very, very bizarre. are in a state of flux.
It's coming from every single direction, Jim.
Yeah.
Everything is getting turned upside down. Hell, Jim, UCLA and USC just joined the Big Ten.
I saw that this morning and I thought it was a joke.
For God's sake.
I thought, are you kidding? What is that? Is that a joke?
Right.
What is that?
Rose Bowl going forward is going to be the Big Ten versus the Big Ten.
They're talking about two conferences, the Big Ten and the Southeast. And the Southeast might absorb the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Right.
And they're talking about fighting to get Notre Dame.
If anything is emblematic of how upside down state of flux, everything is. All right. So I'm going to start you with this. You've talked along about the Tower of Babel, you know, and the bond market Tower of Babel, and we've compared it to the Jenga game and all that kind of stuff. This has been on my mind for quite some time. We know that, at least in the stated data, the Japanese are selling treasuries because they're trying to get their debts on some dollars that they can dump and buy yen because they're trying to defend their yield curve control program. And the yen is puking at the same time that the euro is puking. At the same time, the U.S. has excluded Russia from SWIFT and confiscated their offshore foreign currency reserves. And now they're working with the Chinese. And that is all this stuff the Fed seems to be banking on, that they've got it under control. And that all they got to do is switch back to easing and a bid will come back to the bond market and all this kind of stuff. How do you see this, Jim? I mean, I'll just leave it there. How do you see this, Jim?
Whatever the Fed says, whatever the Treasury says, whatever Wall Street says, I take it to be about 160 degrees different. Why would they mention having it under control if they did not have it under control?
Yeah.
Why would they say that inflation is transitory if it's not transitory? Why would they say we're going to do more rate hikes if they know they cannot do any more rate hikes? I learned a long time ago. I wasn't even 1 year into my newsletter. I turned everything they said backwards and started from there and have done very well in detecting what's real and what's not, because they are a contraindicator on truth. just like the press is.
Yeah.
Ukraine war is going very well for NATO. Therefore, it's not. Why would they talk about that? Okay. Everything is wrong. Everything is backwards. Okay. We've got the most grotesque error the Fed has ever made. And it was made this month, last month, June, the rate hike. We did not have a price inflation problem as a result of too much money floating around. Of course, there's a lot of deficit spending. Of course, there's a lot of stimulus that went to the big banks, but they did not turn it out into the economy. We are not seeing the egg prices go up because of too much money floating in the economy. We've got the opposite. We've got a restriction problem. We've got an obstruction from COVID, workers not going to work, people declaring unemployment because they get a better benefit of staying at home. We've got restrictions. We've got factories burning up, I think, from beams from the sky at 2 a.m. Won't get into that. We've got a price inflation problem, Craig, that's owing to supply chain strangulation. And what they did is they strangled it worse.
Even tighter.
Pardon me?
Even tighter.
Yes. They made it tighter. What we should have done, and they have no interest in doing, is directing stimulus spending toward the entire set of supply chain companies. Stimulate the supply chain. Get back the chickens. We killed a bunch of chickens. Is reducing interest rates going to bring back chickens? That's how stupid right. it has gotten.
Right.
Okay. We've got a shortage of plastic pipe. And the origin is often in China. So tighter interest rate, is that going to resupply plastic pipes and relieve the price inflation? Okay, we did everything stupid. So what we're going to get is the most unbelievable hyperinflationary recession. Everything's going to go up in price. All the assets are going to go down. And the business and GDP, you know, the economic growth is going to go way down. They got revisions where, oh my gosh, they're saying minus 2%. How about minus 12%? We got a recession that's going to be somewhere between 10 and 20%.
So do you
think... And 20% interest rate, price inflation.
So obviously the Fed, well, so what's going to happen on nominal rates then, Jim? Will just buyers with, I mean, the Fed has to become the buyer of last resort, just like Japan is the buyer of last resort for JGBs, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to be buying our own debt, but nominal interest rates cannot go up. They will collapse the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
They will bring about Lehman 2.0. We've already got a situation where we're in a mortgage bond no bid situation.
Right.
We're already back to 2008. I think it's going to be even worse than 2008. Okay, I'm going to say something. I've said this just a couple of times so far recently. I'm going to share with you my viewpoint of what happened in the last 6 months. And this is key to everything. Pardon me.
It's all right.
In November, December, we began to see an import problem. And our news and financial news, MSM news, they don't tell us what's going on. They tell us something that's absolutely absurd. So you got to figure it out for yourself, and you got to piece it together, and you got to get your sources of information. And I've actually got a new source of information who works with the Los Angeles port shippers. A woman signed up for a consult and said, Jim, you need to hear this. I've got 12 years of experience working here. Hear me. Okay, but here's my theory. This is really thick. We began in November, December to have a problem because the exporting nations who ship to us began to refuse the U.S. Treasury bills. They saw what was going on. They saw the Weimar treatment. They saw the $2 trillion deficit for the federal government. They saw the $9 trillion bailout to the Wall Street banks that was hidden with an 18-month delay on letting us know what happened. And the powers that be in the United States decided, or their puppeteers like Davos decided, we need a good story. We cannot allow a story to come out that the rest of the world is rejecting the dollar. We need a good story. We need a boogeyman. So let's provoke Russia. Around January, we had NATO invite Ukraine, and they ordered the Azov militia, the Nazis, to go ethnic cleansing in the Donbass, and Russia responded on cue. And now it's a Russian problem. We're not getting supplied because Russia and the war in Ukraine, and it has nothing to do with the US dollar. Bullshit, 180 degree flip switch. We have a global rejection. We are not sanctioning Russia and China at all. We are being sanctioned.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
Well, and it's not going to change until we adopt a new system and the dollar is no longer recognized as valid. This is very big.
Okay, so let me add, this leads me to the another thing on my list of things I wanted to ask you about, because you and I for years have talked about, you know, the BRICS and the Silk Road, right? The Belt and Road Initiative, the Eurasian Trade Alliance, the gold-backed trade notes, all these things kind of coalescing into this kind of regional power with their own currency offering and all that kind of stuff. Hey, Jim, we're here, aren't we? Isn't that the end result of what we've seen? I mean, the BRICS are talking about their own currency now.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. I've been talking about the Eurasian trade zone for about 3 or 4 years.
At least, yeah.
And I've been talking about a gold trade note. The
Six
gold
seven,
trade
eight.
Note is going to be the digital currencies of the central banks. The CBDCs is the gold trade note. That's coming into form. Okay, we're heading now, Craig, for a war. It's a financial war. The dollar's not recognized. And New York, London, and Basel, I think Basel is going to tell New York, I'm sorry, Basel is going to tell London what to do. And the United States is going to pretend that it's sovereign, but it's really just a Davos tool. In the West, we're going to have central bank digital currencies that will be fraudulent, just like everything else. And the East, led by Russia, China, and the new guy, Iran, they're going to have central bank digital currencies that are valid.
Right.
And they are going to be the hemisphere that's largely the supplier. So the whole plan of building the supply chain around China as a provider, it's going to backfire, where the West is going to have to adopt the Asian method of central bank digital currency. And it's going to be valid. It's going to be gold or asset backed. It's going to be valid. And the West will not have a valid digital currency. We're not going to. Okay, you had a hint a month ago. Basel came out and said the only way you can have a cryptocurrency as a digital coin, as a central bank coin, the only way you can do this CBDC concept is if it's centralized, because we cannot afford to have gaps in usage and fickle pricing. That's their words. And I say, shove it up your ass. You guys are way wrong. And you're violating the digital finance principle pillars, decentralized and transparent, and Basel will be neither. There was news that came out today. It shocked me. Basel, the Bank for International Settlement, just came out and said 1% of reserves can be held in the form of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're already beginning to capitulate. What I think is going to happen is the United States is going to come out with a fraudulent CBDC, Central Bank Digital Coin. Basel will come out with a fraudulent one for usage in Western Europe. They're going to be supplied for a while. And then the Eastern suppliers, these export nations that are loaded with commodities and production, they're going to say, we don't want it anymore. You're going to have to use ours.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the game will be on. And the West will have to come up with a legitimate gold-backed or asset-backed digital currency. I'm talking about Basel and New York. Just forget about London. They're a tail on Basel's butt, on that Basel dog.
Right.
We are not going to have a valid, legitimate digital currencies, period.
Right.
We have no precedent. We've got the same players involved. They've already given hints, and they're going to be liars.
I want to back up to what you just said, because what came to mind was this demand from Russia to be paid in rubles for their natural gas. And everybody, all the Western countries balked. Oh, we're not going to do that. You got to know that contracts. And what they all eventually do, they all rolled over and started paying in rubles. Isn't that kind of a test case of what you just said, you know,
yeah, it is, but it's just the start,
right? It's a smaller,
yes,
very small example of what you just said, though. That these
it's the a Brits flash. Will
if you're going to do business with us,
pardon me, yeah, okay. What I like to point out too is 2 months ago, there were 12 companies in Europe that had set up Gazprom bank accounts to be supplies natural gas from Gazprom, Russian gas, in violation of the Brussels sanctions. 1 month ago, it was 200 companies. But now you've got the German economic minister coming out and really opposing their Chancellor Scholz, who's just a male version of Merkel. The economic minister in Germany has come out to say, in the next 2 or 3 weeks, we're going to have industry shut down across Germany.
Right.
And this is what I said 2 months ago. Germany's going to come up against a wall.
Yep.
They're going to have to make a decision. Do we commit suicide with Davos, or do we break away and tell Davos and the UK, US clown show, do we tell them to go to hell because we need the Russian gas and that's all there is to it? And besides, we'd like a whole lot more from Russia, like food.
It's exactly Russia, what you said. Yep.
It's exactly what I said. And, you know, it's not very well known, Craig, even by your listeners and, you know, astute followers. Russia is a big foodstuff producer and exporter. They've got something that's just as big, if not larger, than our Midwest and Central breadbasket where you live.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the steppes. And they have created numerous communities that are just agri-cities. That's all they are. That's all they are. And they are right now filling up their silos with wheat, with corn, and with soy. And believe it or not, there's not enough demand in China to sell it all.
So
Russia's going to have a problem of a surplus that's going to go to rot.
Can they sell it to India or anybody else?
Oh, well, they're going to try, but they don't have the network all set up. They're going to try. They can't put it through the oil pipeline and send it to China.
Right.
They don't have the network set up.
Yeah, it's true.
They don't have the rail facility. We're talking about millions of tons of food stuff. I made a point with Nino Rodriguez 3 months ago that we're going to be in a situation soon in the United States where we're going to be given an option by Russia. The Russians will say, we will fix your food crisis if you dump your resident in your fake White House. Oh boy.
All right. Well, hold on. I want to go back though. I don't want to finish with this topic though. What?
Okay.
Because I was talking last fall as well about, and I kept calling it it's going to be a long, cold, deadly, and dangerous winter. And I just kept tweeting that over and over and over again because, and I mean, this was nothing compared to what's coming, but I knew that the natural gas problem was going to be an issue and they were going to make Russia the boogeyman and try to, you know, put it all on them, which was going to make it dangerous. And here we are. Yep. Jim, what the fuck are they going to do? What, I mean, we got 4 more months of summer. And I mean, yeah, the industrial stuff is only going to continue. Well, man, when it becomes wintertime, I mean, Russia's got them by the throat, don't they?
Well, yeah.
So what you're are they going to do?
In Germany, you're going to have factories shut down and, with cold homes.
People freezing to death. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to have to turn back. They turned off the Nord Stream 1 pipeline that had been in operation for years.
So what are they going to do? what are the Germans going to do?
They're going to kick out the Davos clan.
They have
running
to,
their
they?
Country.
Yeah, they're going to have.
It's going to be suicide as a nation or kick them out.
What other choice do they have?
And we're going to have the same choice. Stick with the Biden show and commit suicide or kick them out. Okay, this is my call. Germany and the United States simultaneously are going to switch government regimes in order to save the countries, in order to turn things back on, in order to end the sanctions. And in order to do that, we're going to have to get a legitimate central bank digital currency. I go back to this because this is the new currency.
Yeah.
It's going to replace the King dollar.
Yeah.
And I got an old picture that I used 6 months ago. It's an old toothless king. He's very old. He's 100 years old, sitting on a throne. And some dapper young jack, you know, with a clown outfit, approaches the king and says, "You ain't worth jack anymore." Okay, that is what is happening. The king dollar is decrepit, old, fraudulent, and ruined. And we're at the end of the road for the currency, and we can't use it to bring in imports. We must adopt the Asian central bank digital currency, or we're going to starve to death.
Let me ask you this, because I saw this recently too. People are catching. I mean, you and I have been talking about this now for a decade, but I mean, this is now catching on, this idea. And like so many other things, it used to be, you know, the lunatic fringe of you and I and websites like TFMR, you know, is now all of a sudden, wait a second, those people aren't quite as crazy as I thought. But the, you know, the notion of where this is headed. I lost my train of thought, Jim.
let me rest you. Where are we headed? Where are we going for interest rates?
I'm getting old.
Where are we going for currency usage? What are we going to use to import with? What are we going to do for food? Okay, These are the questions that are coming up.
Right.
And you know, there are no good answers. I had a couple of consults yesterday. I was very busy yesterday.
Wait a second. I remembered. So I got to ask you before I forget again.
Go.
All right. So Russia has God knows how many metric tons of gold, right? China has always said, oh, we've only got 2,000 metric tons of gold, when we know they've got maybe 30,000. So what is stopping them? Are they just being patient? Well, what's stopping them from saying, we will, you know, we're going to revalue.
They're playing with us.
What's that?
They're playing with us.
Right.
This is a cat. I tell you, I had one of the most fascinating incidents in the year 2000 when my lovely little black cat, Tiffany, a sweetheart, brought in a mouse into my television, you know, den room with the wood stove, suburban Boston. And she dropped the mouse right in the middle of the room. And everybody, like me and my buddy, we noticed, oh gosh, look at that. Hey, Tiffany, nice work. And it was, you know, autumn. She kicked it around. And it went behind the couch and she went and got it and grabbed it with her mouth and put it out in the middle and did it again. And this torture went on for 90 minutes.
Make a run for it.
And finally, the mouse did make a run for it, ran for the corner. And Tiffany like darted at it, grabbed it and bit its head off. This is how it works. If we've tortured China and maligned them, if we've misrepresented Russia, we've done a horrible public relations job on Russia with the Russian dossier, Ukraine. Okay, the Ukraine mission for Russia is a sanitation project. I don't want to get into a lot of details. They're trafficking everything in the world there and doing the money laundering payments for it. And Putin interrupted it. Okay, we are going to be driven to the end of our road. It's a dead end street.
Yeah.
And as Nino said yesterday or the day before, it's a dead end street where we're standing suddenly in quicksand. It's not going to be easy to just turn around, about face, run. No, you're stuck. You're stuck without food. You're stuck without factories. We're stuck. And we got to abandon our political show. Golly, Washington is an empty, deserted city. Wake up, people.
So I'm sorry, I interrupted you. I apologize.
We have to follow the orders from the exporting suppliers and the creditors.
So do they then? I mean, again, that's the question that's now being asked that we've discussed for a decade. You know, do they just come out one morning and say, yeah, we're going to, on our books, we're going to value gold at $5,000 an ounce. And we have 30,000 metric tons, which gives us X number. I mean, it seems like they can do that at any time.
They can. Okay, let's get some corrections here.
All right, lay it on.
The central banks have let us know that they figure, well, you Western central bankers, you're a bunch of liars, criminals, and fraud kings.
And they are.
So we're going to give you some bullshit data on what our central bank holdings are.
Right.
The Russians say we got 2,000 tons. The Chinese say we got 3,000 tons or 2,000. It's absolute comedy. Okay, right. It was over a year ago, I had Maxwell from Luxembourg as a source, and he had to go quiet for a while because he was facing murder threats. And this is very real, but okay. It was over a year ago, it was early 2021. He said, Jim, I'm going to go on a mission. I'm going to find out, I think I related this to you. I'm going to find out how much gold was hidden from the Bolsheviks, the Soviets, in the Russian Orthodox churches behind fake walls in the basements in 200 different churches. And the answer is 120,000 tons.
Holy Toledo.
They got 25,000 tons in the Kremlin. They have 100 something thousand in the Russian churches.
All right. So how did he figure that out?
He put out word to his various contacts that he had in Russia.
Okay.
And he got, I don't know. He wouldn't tell me. He said, Jim, I can't tell you. I can't tell you, but this is real. And he got back to me in 10 days and said, okay, I got it verified. My suspicion is true. It's been verified. It's now been consolidated in the Ural Mountain Russian military base bunkers. So they're not putting it in the Kremlin. It's not under the Kremlin. It's not in Moscow. It's in military security. Okay. Now we also know, for those who study the White Dragons, etc., they've got 110,000 tons of gold in China. Mm-hmm. And you know, okay, so they've got 250,000 tons of gold in those two giant countries, and they're going to make the rules.
Yeah.
We got jack shit. We got no industry. We now have maybe 20 million illiterates that we've let in. We've got no gold. We've got a lot of debt. Notice that every previous administration has doubled our debt exactly as Ponzi dictates.
Right.
Obama, baby Bush doubled it. Obama doubled it. And the combination of Trump and this resident guy, who's an actor, I'm convinced Biden died a long time ago maybe even before the November 2020 election, this could be a case where a guy who was dead ran for president, lost every state, and then his double occupied the White House. How bizarre is that?
I call him PETUS, not POTUS, PETUS, because whoever he is, he's the president emeritus. He really doesn't do anything. You know, well, he just kind of is a figurehead.
I call him the resident, but he's not even the resident in Washington. It's an empty city. Chris Marcus did a tour. He found it empty. I have two clients who did a tour of Washington. They said, Jim, it's a ghost town. There's nothing there. After 5 p.m., there's zero traffic. Nobody's there. You don't have thousands of bureaucrats living there. Nobody's there.
Yeah, they're all working from home and they're doing everything else.
Well, no, no, no. Wall Street is managing the finance department. And you know, I don't know who's managing some of the others. Right. This is like in absentia, some old Obama holdovers are managing things remotely. It's a bizarre situation. Anyway, we're running out of time. We've run to the end of the alley. We're standing in quicksand. We cannot raise interest rates. If we raise interest rates, we're going to destroy the housing market. We're going to destroy the stock market. If we don't raise interest rates, we're going to encourage speculation and craziness.
Yeah.
We cannot embrace Russia because Russia will make a tag team with Germany and the Americans will become irrelevant. We can't sanction Russia because they'll join up with China to make our opponent in the East. Okay, we're out of options. We don't have any options.
Right,
so we're going to go to the table, Craig, as debtors in bankruptcy. I am convinced not only was the dollar rejected last December, but we now have a U.S. government debt default.
All right. So let me ask you this one, because you mentioned this earlier. And then this is, again, this is not anything. I'm not like, wow, I never thought of this. Neither, you know, this is something not specific to you and I talking about this. Everybody knows the history. And you mentioned war, actual kinetic war. Now, you have always been correct all the times in the past. And I said, man, these North Koreans. And you're like, oh, fuck off the North Koreans. And that's nothing. Don't pay attention to that shit. And you've always been right. So I say that because, I mean, a pretty convenient tool to start a war would be something like Taiwan, or just you get, you know, hey, oh, look, one of our NATO guys in Poland got a scratch, so we're going in. How high of a likelihood is there, you know, you have a war that you can blame all this stuff on?
Well, we got a big serious conflict in Ukraine right now, but not even 10% of the Russian military has pretty much obliterated with 1,000 deaths a day for the Ukraine military, 1,000 a day.
Pretty bad,
They're down to next to nothing for their Azovs. And the goal there is to capture the 10 who are running it, 5 or 10 men who are running it, Beletsky or whatever his name is. They want his ass. They want him. They're going to put him on trial and hang him or behead him. Okay, we've got a war.
Yeah.
But Russia is not going to allow a conflagration. I get into this little debate with some consult calls with clients and other emails. They can do all they want in Poland. They can set up a U.S. military base in Poland. They can have Polish NATO troops infiltrate into Western Ukraine. It's not going to cause a nuclear war. Putin is a chess player, so expect him to do, you know, bishop to rook six, bishop to queen, rook six. There's your move, you sons of bitches.
Now what?
And we are going to blink because we've got inferior weapons. Golly, how many times do we need to see our inferior weapons? It was in Saudi Arabia that the Patriot anti-missile system didn't work. Kuwait also. In Syria, same thing, didn't work. In 1997, there was a Paris air show where the Russians showed off the Sunburn missile, which was something like 10 times more accurate than the cruise missile. And our generals went back home saying, we've got an obsolete cruise missile. We cannot hit within, say, 50 to 100 meters, when fired 200 miles away. The Russians can hit it within 5 meters. We're behind. And then they come up with something even better 2 years later called the Onyx. We've got substandard military weaponry because we've corrupted the military procurement process. I had a story told to me 2 years ago. Jim, I used to work at Raytheon. There was a $70 million project to upgrade a communication system. And after the attorneys, the senators, and the lobbyist groups got their hands on the money, the $70 million was whittled down to $30 million, and they abandoned the project. We don't do anything right. The F-35 was a disaster, right, and we threw it at NATO. And now NATO is using the substandard F-35. Oh, so they're going to conquer Russia with a substandard F-35 that we even don't want. Are you kidding me? We're not going to have a war. China is going to clean up Taiwan, and Russia is going to clean up Ukraine. That is the deal. And I got something very controversial to tell you. Trump, Putin, and Xi are all working together to avoid nuclear war. They've been working together for 5 years to avoid conflagration. Yeah. It's not going to happen. We know that when you get a terminal stage for a global currency, there's always a world war.
Right.
So we gave an isolated war to Ukraine. And we cleaned up their money laundering, and they're out of money. I got it on good authority that the $40 billion that the Biden show granted did not make it to the Ukraine people. It made it to the Davos officials, sure, because they had their wealth sacked and they needed to be replenished.
Right.
So maybe 10% went to the Ukraine people, and they're going to say, well, the Ukraine people still don't have it. They're going to say Russia stole it or something stupid.
Right.
We're being lied to up, down, left, right, front, back, all six sides. It's bizarre. And the people, okay, I heard that there was a military poll, and over 60% of the people believe that Biden is an illegitimate leader. And there was another poll where Democrats were involved in the in the survey, and the majority of Democrats now think that Biden is a fraudulent victor. We're now doing the decertification. Arkansas, Wisconsin, Texas, just so far.
Do you think, I guess it only matters because, you know, of the uncertainty of it, if it were to happen, but do you think the Chinese will make a move on Taiwan?
I think they might work with the Taiwan officials to clean out the bio labs. When Taiwan is mentioned, Craig, in the Western press, it's never mentioned with the word bio labs in the same paragraph.
Yeah, no, I've never seen that.
They got a lot of bio labs there. We've got bio labs in 200 countries. They're all funded by the United States military. The defense budget funds global bio lab terrorism. The defense budget. So you think the defense budget's going to get cut?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You know, we're likely to see our country carved up somewhat because we're in debt bankruptcy, and the debtor has no vote at the table. It's the creditor, the bankers, and then you have certain attorneys acting as agents and mediators. I think we're going to lose Alaska. I'm not certain on this, but I think China's going to want Alaska. They're going to want the oil and minerals.
Yeah, good to see that.
And now I'm hearing over and over again, very strange, that Hawaii is going to seek independence and become a kingdom.
They've discussed that. The Hawaiian people have certainly discussed that.
Yeah.
We should read that every now and then.
I had a remarkable client consult a month ago with somebody who's operating in Hawaii. And he said, Jim, 3/4 of the food production has been abandoned in Hawaii. I said, you talking about pineapples and oranges?
Yeah.
Sugarcane and pineapples. He said, yep. So we're not a big producer anymore. Something happened. So, okay. The United States is being sabotaged. A lot of people are very concerned that the Gates Foundation has been buying up a lot of land.
Yeah.
But I turn it on its ear and say, well, if they're deemed to be a criminal enterprise, then the RICO will be very efficient in sacking all of their property in one scoop. Okay, you know, this is so wacky. We've got enormous edifices being constructed in Wyoming where there are no cities. Are you aware of this?
No. What's that? Do I need to drive out there and check it out?
No, don't, because you might get caught.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. Yeah.
They've got 40-foot high doors. Okay, there's something really wacky going on. Well, that is where the second version of Bill Gates got trapped and was executed because he had a Wyoming property that had a lot of underground activity with little people. And there's a big structure being constructed, and now it's the construction has been halted. I think it's been halted by the U.S. military. Well, there's some, you know, we are the victim of very nefarious groups of two or three types. I like to say that we've got the narcos, the Marxists, the doctors, the pharmacists, and the bankers, and they've all made a pretty evil union. When it's evil, we call it an axis. When it's good, we call it an alliance.
Right, right, right.
Okay. They created a nefarious axis, and they grabbed the election. I'm more convinced all the time Trump won all 50 states. Right. This is very weird and ugly stuff.
All right, now hold on. You opened a door here, so let's have some fun, Jim. You open the door. There are two things that I think would be fun to ask you about. Because, and I know they get discussed on the site here, and people are aware of this. What is there? 16 food processing plants that had burned to the ground over the last 5 years. You know, things happen, you know, bad wiring, you know, that kind of shit. And it would have been like 100 year to date. What's going on?
It's a lot of things. And, you know, I don't have perfect information on this. This is very difficult.
Cyber attack?
I believe some of the fires are a result of sabotage to reduce the food supply.
Yeah.
I believe some, I don't know how much, are being burned down by the White Alliance because they're integrating human child ground meat.
Oh, God. Soylent Green. Sorry, Jim.
There are a few stories out there where people have found child teeth.
Oh God, no! Come on, stop.
Okay, I'm telling you, there's a lot going on with cannibalism.
All right,
you've got human fetuses in the vaccine. Why? Why?
Yeah, I've seen those stories too.
You've got Planned Parenthood involved with child trafficking. Why? So what's going on now? You got Roe versus Wade, and we probably shouldn't open that whole thing, but there's going to be a lot of attention for murdering children.
But hold on, back to the other question though. See, if the US and the Israelis can plant, you know, whatever, where in a Natanz nuclear facility in Iran and start the thing on fire, and they were doing that a decade ago. I mean, it's not out of the question, right, that Russians could be cyber attacking these plants, right? I mean, isn't that
not Russia, Langley?
Oh, doing it to ourselves. Well, I guess we've got, like I just got done saying, the U.S. has the technology to do it. So
they did it in San Ramon outside San Francisco 3 years ago. Little dewdrops, DW, dewdrops. Wake up, people. We're doing it to ourselves. This is the Biden show at work, reducing the food supply. Okay, look at it this way. The vaccine did not do a sufficiently effective job in killing Americans. So now they're going to cut off the food supply to a certain degree. And if you don't think that makes sense, then I think you got your head up your ass.
All right, let me ask you this one then, because here's the other thing. I like when I wrote down topics, this was under the off the beaten path section of the topics. What's the deal with all of a sudden U.S. acknowledging UFOs? I mean, my whole life, right? It's like, well, Roswell and this and the whatever project, but oh, hush, hush, oh, no, no, no. Now, all of a sudden, they're like, oh, yeah, there's UFOs. We don't know what the fuck they are. Well, why now? Well, what's going on?
I think it's very possible that in utter desperation, after losing control of Western Europe, England, and the United States, these very evil people are going to stage something like Orson Welles in order to impose martial law, lock people down again.
Scare everybody to death.
Yeah. Okay. Let me bring some reality here.
Okay.
Two stories. One is Nome, Alaska, and the other is Roswell, New Mexico. Okay. I've got a client and he's 80 years old and he lives in Maryland. And when he was 13 years old or so, his father was a Roswell physicist doing reverse engineering of anti-gravitational levitation propulsion systems.
Okay.
That's very heavy. We've had hours of talks, lots and lots of details, attempts to commercialize the technology from both Tesla and the ET craft that crashed in Roswell. And some murders of people who tried to commercialize the energy technology. Okay. The tunnel system in the West began and emanated from Roswell, so they could not be seen by people above ground. They don't want passersby to say, wow, look at that. There's an alien, mommy. Okay. They don't want that. So they created the tunnel system. All right. That's just Roswell. My guy, I call him the farmer. He's a great guy. He's 80. He's got tremendous memory, lots of stories. And he talks about how they did reverse engineering before the first IBM mainframe computer. He said they validated some of the scientific concepts using Laplace transforms, which I know a lot about and most people don't know jack shit about. It's an advanced mathematical tool. It's used in probability. It's used for the central limit theorem. It's used a lot of different places. And they did it with calculators. He said, Jim, we had advanced calculators before Hewlett-Packard made them commercially available for the people. Okay, that's Roswell. Okay, then there's a movie that came out in 2011. And it was about the disappeared people in Nome, Alaska. It is well known, well documented, 10,000 missing people.
What the
well
heck?
Known, well documented. They made a movie of it so you could become aware while you were not paying attention.
Right. I wasn't. What happened? What is it?
They were abducted.
Okay.
They were terrorized and they were put back. Some of them, and they dealt with post-traumatic stress syndromes. They were declared insane. They were declared crazy. The government tried to hush it all up, but for some reason, they decided to make a movie on it. I saw it. It gave me the heebie-jeebies, and a friend of mine saw it and said, Jim, I had nightmares for 2 weeks, and I thought, okay, this is all well and good for being informed. The ETs have been around for quite a while. And I don't really like dwelling on the topic, but anybody who thinks ETs are nowhere and their technology is nowhere, you're really, really behind the times. And you might as well just stick your face and glue it to the television tube and watch CNN, because that's how backward you are.
So, okay. So back to why is all of a sudden it's just like being admitted? Oh, we don't know what the hell that is.
They're running out of time.
Okay.
They're at the end of the road of power, and they might try to do a hoodwinking of an Orson Welles event
right.
to declare martial law and lock it down.
Got it. Got it.
And I don't think it's going to work. I think the White Hats are interrupting them all over the place. Okay, I've got a rule that I live by. I call it the false flag rule. If we hear about a false flag or a zany kind of event, if we hear about before, it'll never happen. I've been using that now for 10 years, and it has never failed.
Right.
So right now we're hearing about there's going to be a false flag nuclear event coming out of Poland. It will not happen.
Right.
It'll be prevented. Why? Because it got out.
Right.
We can't have a false. We did not get out the 9/11 incident before the fact. We didn't get it.
And it happened.
And it happened.
All right.
You know, we're being taken for a ride. I like to point out before we run out of time, I maintain a collection of before and after people. Michael Pompeo, a friend of mine has a facial recognition software program. He said, Michael Pompeo, 57% match. For real people, before and after, it's at least 96 or 7%. Okay, Michael Pompeo, before and after, he's been replaced. Governor Newsom is one of my newest entries, California governor. The new guy has a different smile, a younger look, and just different skin texture. You know, it's hard to get it all right. Okay, I haven't run that through the facial recognition software, but I got a left side, right side before and after for Newsom. I got a left side, right side before and after for Tom Cruise. He's gone, people.
No wonder he looks so good.
Okay, the movie came out finally because they made it 2 years ago and they had an introduction speech, a preliminary, a prelude, a preface with the new Tom Cruise. And I thought it was a very big mistake. I got the before and after. The new guy has a wider head and a different smile. It's a good man. He could maybe pass for a cousin. Okay. Then the newest one that I got is Governor Whitmer of Michigan, before and after. Different mouth. And it went from brown eyes to green eyes. I just make my collection. I do pretty well with it. I got Fauci before and after. They got someone who makes press conferences, has got very different skin. And Ben Fulford did a profile to show that he has a bigger head on the back side, kind of like mine. I got a very big head. When I go buy a hat, Craig, when I go buy a hat, I say, can I expand that? Because I've got a larger head.
Hey, hold on. And I need that, that distorted picture of you that you sent me 10 years ago. It's on this page. Everybody can see the picture. People say, God, is Jim have encephalitis or something? No, it's just a picture. Distorted.
I did that with a cartoon making caricature program that I downloaded. Right, and I had a lot of fun with it.
So you have a large hat size.
You do a drag and drop. You touch one area and you pull it and you make a bigger head. I did it on my neck to make it smaller.
All right.
But anyway, the real thing is that, okay, here's another example. I've got I had a biking accident 2 years ago and I slammed my head into the pavement. I hit a small barrier, it was 3 inches high, and I fell. I got launched and I slammed my head on the pavement and I broke my bike helmet. Mm. I glued it back together. I'm okay. I had a very big hematoma of about 7 inches in diameter.
Did you glue your head or the helmet?
I glued my helmet together because the slamming on the pavement broke my helmet.
Sure.
And I remember the thud. And my first thought was I'd be dead without the helmet. That was my initial bang reaction thought.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, my thigh had a 7-inch hematoma, but here I went to a bike shop. And I said, I need a bike helmet. I've got a large head. And he said, okay, here. I said, no, that's for kids. He said, yeah. Okay. Here's another one. No, that's for kids. Yeah. So I went to a different bike store and the lady said, here, we have a small selection of larger helmets, but you can expand it also. So I tried it on. It was a little tight, but it worked. I have a large head. I'm about a size or a size and a half bigger than most people. It goes way back.
You use that brain to the advantage of everybody.
Oh, shoot. I'm getting a call.
All right. Hang on. I can
no, just I, send I got it off. Rid of it.
All right, let's begin to wrap up with this. Because this is and we're just in generalities, Jim. When you go to golden-jackass.com, there's a button on there for consultation. In this time, and you know, if you want to get a consultant, go there and hit the button. But in the just speaking in generalities, Jim, in this current time here, 1st of July 2022. What do you tell people? I mean, is it like, well, make sure you've got some physical precious metal in your possession? I mean, what do you in general tell people?
Make sure you've got some food supply, get your money out of the big banks and buy silver.
Okay. That seems to be right in line with a lot of
things. And there are different methods of buying silver, as you know. You don't want to leave it up to a dealer to get back to you in 4 months.
Right.
I make an example. You want to go out and you want to buy 1,000 ounces in a box of silver. I don't like junk. I like, you know, recent year mintage of Silver Eagles or Canadian Maples. You want to buy 1,000 ounces. Where do you go? You go to the store. I'm going to be back. Martha, I'll be back in a couple hours. I'm going to go buy 1,000 ounces of silver coins. See you then. Have lunch. Doesn't work that way.
Right.
They'll say, well, we got 12. Next week, we maybe give you 15 more, but you want 1,000? You're going to have to wait 6 to 8 months for that. So, you know, there are methods of acquiring it more quickly using exchange-traded funds, you know, Sprott, et cetera. Okay, I tell people you've got to get your money out of the big banks. I have now confirmed a second source, Craig, has told me that Bank of America is in bankruptcy. And okay. They have been in bankruptcy since March, and they're keeping it quiet. You got to get your money out of the big banks because your savings account or your CD is subordinate to the derivatives. If they have, let's just make up something that Bank of America announces they have a $2.7 trillion accident with interest rate swaps, and they're temporarily shutting the bank down. Your account is going to go vanished.
Right.
Gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So get your money out. I had a few clients 6 months ago say, Jim, I wrote me back an email. Jim, I got my money out of Bank of America, got my money out of Citigroup, got my money out of JP Morgan, Chase. I've got a couple clients who've been abused by Chase. I know a different show host who had his bank account frozen by Chase, and it took over a month to get it unfrozen. Just wicked things that they're doing. So you also got to defend yourself. I'm collecting right now, and I need to buy some more. It's like a paste. It's Frijoli. It's black bean. Not bush brown bean, but black bean Frijoles. Okay. They make a ground version of it, and they mix with some kind of oil or butter, and it's wonderful. I like it. It's kind of like a peanut butter, but it's beans. And you can buy it in a can. You can buy it in a big sack like you would like ketchup. Not a big sack, like, you know, a half a kilo, you know, 1 pound little sack. Okay, I got several. I got 6 or 8 or 10 of them now. I'm going to get more because I could live off that water and that, and I can survive. Okay, there's going to be a time. I think it's going to come in September, October, November. And that's why I think the regime change is going to happen with the Biden show around that time. We're going to run out of food. We're going to run out of food, Craig, at the supermarkets. We're going to run out of food. I got corrected by a client, got into a little bit of an argument with him because he extended into some other area, but he corrected me. And he said, yeah, they're lacking fertilizer right now in the farm community, that they're lacking.
Right.
They're lacking potash.
Right.
But the farmers are smart. They swapped over to ammonia-based nitrogen fertilizers.
Right.
So they actually have done a decent rescue of this year's crop. It's not going to be fatal. It's not going to be empty shelves. He said, Jim, you've got to get better sources. And I defended myself. And he went into a different area where I think he's dead wrong. And anyway, he's gone. Okay, you know, I do lose clients once in a while. People are facing a lot of financial pressures.
Sure. Yeah, me too.
And some people are finding that they can't just manage all this, so they're going to have to cut back. And, oh, gosh, I've had a few canceled in the last month. They say, I'll come back in a month or two. I love your newsletter. So I give them 2 extra months for the login.
Yeah,
I'm a nice guy. But I'm done being a nice guy with people who are trying to harm me. I'm going to buy a machete.
For, like, personal protection or metaphorical?
I'm going to buy a machete. If they mess with me and my home and my loved ones, I'm going to defend myself and them with a machete.
I'm not going to come see you anytime soon.
The only question is whether I make it an 18-inch version or a 30-inch version.
Yeah.
They're not expensive. They're easy to sharpen.
Yeah.
And they oh gosh, you know, it's so funny. Occasionally I'll go out and I'll see a guy doing landscaping work and he'll have a machete and he's trying to chop the last portion of like a 3-inch diameter tree that they want to remove. So he's chopping. He's hacking at the root system and eventually it's out and he might have to sharpen the machete. Okay, this is a standard tool here.
Right.
It's not in the United States.
All right.
You know, we're not going to give up our guns. And Roe versus Wade has side effects having to do with gun rights and with anti-vaccination rights. And the coup d'etat, the states are being empowered, Craig, to decertify the election. This is about state rights being reinforced and empowered.
Right.
Very interesting.
All right, Jim, one last thing. Again, you go to golden-jackass.com. You got those buttons there.
Yep.
For those that don't know, what do they get if they subscribe to the Hat Trick Letter?
Well, I just posted yesterday the June newsletter. I barely made it under the wire.
Barely.
You know, in May, I posted it, the May report on May 32.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah. The 32 days in May. Right. Oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
Do they sometimes call that June 1st? Oh, I might've missed that memo.
Right.
Okay. What do they get? They get a newsletter with various chapters having to do with interest rates and monetary policy, the dollar and the difficulties that it's having globally, a little update on Ukraine this month, a good update on the vaccination exposure at genocide. And now we have like the WHO and the CDC and the Department of Health in England. They're all backtracking, saying that the vaccine is not very effective. Okay, so that's very interesting. I've got a lot of information this month, a whole chapter on the battle that's coming for the central bank digital currencies. Good. And a key player is Iran. They're going to be part of the BRICS. So they're going to be two eyes in the BRICS, just like they're two eyes in the pigs.
Right.
Italy and Ireland are now two eyes. It's very interesting. Very interesting. So the debtor pigs are pressuring the German bonds.
Yep.
And the producing BRICS are going to pressure Western Europe and the United States, North America. Okay. I cover a lot of that. I cover, you know, my insider type information. I share like some good bond information that my buddy and colleague Euro Raj laid out for me. They're having a real big problem now because soon you're going to see Southern Europe with a higher bond yield than Northern Europe and Germany.
Right.
And they're having a big problem. They're calling it fragmentation risk because they don't want to use the word sterilization. Impossibility. Okay, they're lying through their teeth. They're saying that we're going to use the proceeds from the German bond sales, the Bund, and we're going to use that to buy Italian and Spanish debt. They're liars. Okay, everything the central banks do and the governments do and say is a lie.
Yes.
And you need to protect yourself because soon the lie will be exposed. And if you're not careful, you're going to be broken without a job.
That's right. My friend, it is always a treat to visit with you. You are a font of information. And I know people out driving around this weekend, just hanging out, working in the yard. I'm sure they have enjoyed listening to you. Again, our old friend Jim Willie, the golden jackass himself, as deemed by his mother back in the day, the jackass, you little jackass.
My little jackass. Get in here, you little jackass.
And you know, that's a good name for you. But anyway, it's always fun, Jim. And again, I encourage everybody to go to golden-jackass.com. Jim, happy Independence Day. Hope
what
you
are
enjoyed.
We independent from?
Well, you know, I guess that is
England,
long,
huh?
Yeah,
England?
A long time ago.
And their central bank control. We have no independence. Who the hell are you kidding?
Yeah.
It's a day off. Don't worry about the reason for it. We have no independence.
Just get a day off. All right,
it's
buddy.
A day off.
Thank you very much for your time.
Okay.
And we will do it again soon. All the best.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Craig. Lord Hemke.
Yeah, no problem, my friend. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And right. Have a great weekend.